Hi, this is John Miller with Aware More Blogcast, Awakening to be Aware More, Reality Analysis and Natural Health Wellness, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. We're doing our historical quotes of concern, and this time we're doing poisons and depopulation and related quotes. First, the present vast overpopulation, now far beyond the world carrying capacity, cannot be answered by future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and abortion, but must be met in the present by the reduction of numbers already existing. This must be done by whatever means necessary. That's from the Initiative for the United Nations, ECO 92 Earth Charter, presented at the Rio de Janeiro conference in 1992. Quote, world population needs to be decreased by 50%. Another one, depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy toward the third world. The elderly are useless eaters. And a most recent quote here in 2020, the pandemic will alter the world order. Those were all from Henry Kissinger, former U.S. Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderberg Conference. Another set of quotes. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation. And similarly, another one. Quote, if I were reincarnated, I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. And those were from the Prince Philip, a Duke of Edinburgh, head of the World Wildlife Fund, at least previous head of it, back in first quote in 1988, the second one in an article called Are You Ready for Our New Age Future? From the Insider's Report of the American Policy Center in December of 1995. Another quote, the common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. But in designating them as the enemy, we fall into the trap of mistaking symptoms for causes. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. That's from the Club of Rome in the article, The First Global Revolution in 1991. Putting in tens of millions of 5G antennae without a single biological test of safety has to be about the stupidest idea anyone has had in the history of the world. That's from Martin L. Powell, Ph.D., Professor Emeritus of Biochemistry and Medical Sciences at Washington State University. And here's some quotes regarding the pandemic and vaccines and so forth. Quote, very little work is in progress on immunological methods, such as vaccines, to reduce fertility, and much more research is required if a solution is to be found here. It's from the Rockefeller Foundation in their annual report of 1968. The Rockefeller Foundation planned to seek and fund, quote, established and beginning investigators to turn their attention to aspects of research in reproductive biology that have implications for human fertility and its control. Also from their annual report in 1968. Another quote, at the same time, while dealing with a COVID-19 pandemic, we are also on the verge of a hunger pandemic. The world could see famines of biblical proportions within months. Those quotes were from David Beasley, Executive Director of the United Nations World Food Program. If we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower the global population by perhaps about 10 to 15%. That's from Bill Gates, vaccine advocate, founder of Microsoft, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, speaking in a TED Talk in February of 2010. We've taken a very liberal approach to mortality. Another quote, there is nothing from the CDC I can trust. Now, those were from Dr. Deborah Birx, the latter one referring to the CDC Director Redfield, when he claimed that the COVID-19 mortality rate was inflated by as much as 25%. Quote, it also appears that COVID-19 is not as deadly as other coronaviruses, including SARS and MERS. Dr. Tedron Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO Director General, World Health Organization Director General. Viruses are simply excretions of a toxic cell, from philosopher Rudolf Steiner back in 1918, who was also a natural health advocate. Viruses happen when the cell is poisoned. They are not the cause of anything. Diseases are poisoning. The cells get poisoned. They try to purify themselves by excreting debris, which we call viruses. Whenever you expose any biological system to a new electromagnetic field, you poison it. You kill some, and the rest go into a kind of suspended animation. They live a little bit longer and sicker. Those quotes are from Dr. Thomas Cohen, MD. The only safe vaccine is a vaccine that is never used. That's from James R. Shannon, National Institutes of Health. Quote, Pentagon study, flu shot raises risk of coronavirus by 36%. That's from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Children's Health Defense, April 2020. Vaccination is a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of all delusions current in our time. Conscientious objectors to vaccinations should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their conviction. Mahatma Gandhi of India. Unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom. That was from Dr. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, 1776. Well, thank you for listening to Aware More, to be aware more. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes that we are facing and how to be prepared. ReallyWell.com for outstanding natural health wellness information and products, and AwareMore.com for the archives of this program. Have a good day.